Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you enjoy this podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online, be sure to check out our other paranormal podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's episodes of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, tour through a haunted life, a conversation with Cisco Murdoch. Cisco Murdoch has led a haunted life for almost as long as she can remember. Growing up in a haunted farmhouse, she'd find herself tormented by a flying head with a red bandana moving through her room late at night. Cisco and her family would find themselves face to face with spirits for the years they called this house a home. These experiences would lead her on a journey of exploration into the world of the supernatural.
Well, I can tell you that I went through this and I did a lot of deep thought on this when I was writing the book, because when I put stuff in the book, I was trying to be very honest. And anytime you sit down, you know this, I mean, even just writing other people's stories, when you were doing you and Jenny were doing yours, you know, a compilation of stories, you want it to be as true to tale as possible. So I started thinking, what is my earliest memory of not just the event, but everything that was going on around? And I came up with about 4 years old. Now, I could remember stuff before that, but it was such, it could have been explained away, like flashes, or did I really see that, or, you know, what, you know what I mean? And you're
sure.
Four.
Yeah. So, but
the major thing that I remember with the most clarity, and I mean of a lot of senses, from smell, sound, sight, the whole shebang, what did I feel, was the flying head in the farmhouse, in the haunted farmhouse I lived in. And what a great first experience to have a head come flying at you.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty dramatic. It's not the typical, I heard a noise or I saw a shadow, a flying head. Walk us through that experience. What exactly happened?
Well, I know from experience, you and I and Jenny have been talking for a long time. I remember when you first got started in this and I started calling in. And so a lot of these stories were first brought into the public via Real Ghost Stories Online, mm-hmm. because I would call it and go, here, I have one similar to that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I would tell you about it. We'd try to compare. But so I did tell this one. Now, I was, as far back as I can remember, I know I was around between 3.5, 4, maybe a little older, because I lived there for about 2 years. So I could pinpoint age that way. Unfortunately, a lot of my family members are not around to ask. So, you know, that's what I'm going on. But I was taking a nap. I guess I was put in bed in my mother's room, which was on the first floor of the farmhouse, and a large king size bed with a chenille bedspread. And I remember that. Anybody who doesn't know what that is, it's the ones that have the bumps on it. So if you fall asleep, you got the pock marks from the chenille bedspread. Anybody in my age group would raise their hand and go, I know what she means. So I'm laying on this and I hear a crackling. Crack, like, I want to say an electrifying crack, but it was deeper than that. Like, if you took an empty water bottle and just kept crackling it, mm-hmm. it crackles, pops, and, you know, I heard that. And I think that's what woke me up. And I remember not being scared, but it was also one of my first on, like, picking up deep sadness and depression as an empath. So I'm picking up that, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I'm just waking up, and I remember feeling the pock marks on my face and from the chenille bedspread thing. And I'm trying to figure out where the crackling and popping is coming from. It's coming from the closet. Now, my parents had this great big walk-in closet, but it had shutter doors, the kind that you would open up and then fold up against itself. And I'm looking, I hear the crackling again. I look again, and there's this light kind of starting to come from underneath the shutter doors of the closet, as well as the crackling. And as I'm focusing in on that, the light is pushing through the bottom and then starts coming through the slats, very like it's growing, like there's a light inside of the closet growing and pushing through these slats on the shutters, as well as the crackling's getting louder.
Yeah.
And the electricity in the room is changing. The atmosphere, the feeling, you know, the goosebumps on, sure, on your arms start, the hairs on the back of your neck kind of thing. And I'm just sitting there leaning forward in the middle of what felt like a massive king size, you know, California bed. My dad was like 6'6", so their bed was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching this and the light is pushing out. Now I've seen, you know, films, movies and stuff like that, where I've seen this, you know, this actual thing happening with light in the closet coming through shutter doors. And it's almost like having like PTSD where you see something like that shocks you back in time and you're there again. That's happened to me.
Sure.
So the light is growing, getting bigger, and it's pushing through the slats. And through with the light starts coming this, it was kind of neat because it was like a sparkling. It almost like there was little bits of glitter in the light. And I'm just focusing on this because it's like, what's happening right? You're frozen.
Yeah.
I'm focusing on the light. And as the glittering starts and the crackling is getting louder, all of a sudden the crackling stopped and the glitter, whatever that was, sparkling, starts coming together and forming a mass. And within the mass, very quickly, dark form starts forming. And then it becomes a face. Then the face becomes a head. And then the head is pushing out and above me and coming directly towards me and floating. Eyes closed. And it's floating towards me. And as it's floating towards me, I'm just leaning back like away from it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it got right in front of me. The eyes open and the jaw dropped as if into a scream. But no sound came out, and I just leaned back, fell on the bed, and it went above me. And as it went above me and flew above me, I could see it had a ponytail with like a red ribbon. I remember the red ribbon as a kid. I remembered that the red ribbon matched its eyes. Now, the eyes were not red, but the light coming from the eyes was red.
Mm-hmm.
Blew above me, hit the wall behind me, and disappeared into the wall. And that's when the screaming started, and that screaming was coming from me. You know, isn't that crazy?
It's an amazing experience, and it's so detailed as to what you saw and what you went through. Is there any, as you retrospectively look back on this, obviously at the moment you're a terrified child having this experience, but as you got older, was there any understanding as to the history of this farmhouse or to the identity of this head?
Yes and no. And what I mean by that is this, as like I said, I picked this as my first experience to explain, you know, when I was trying to grasp ideas and theories and thoughts and what the hell was this, you know,
mm-hmm.
The reason it was so profound was, of course, now I'm screaming, I'm a kid taking a nap and whoever was babysitting me at home, because I had at the time, there was, I think, 7 of us at home. So, and 5 of them being girls. So somebody was babysitting me. So the door bursts open. And here comes my mom and 2 sisters. And they right away, they whisked me up. And I remember just being, you know, picked up and everybody saying, oh, you're having a nightmare. And you know, the normal things that would be all said at the same time by 3 females.
Sure.
In an emergency. I get carried into the living room. And I remember one sister taking me from my mom. And just my mom's telling me, you had a nightmare. It's okay. It's not real. Yada, yada. And then she's whisking me off to the kitchen for probably a snack, an apple, a cookie, something, which is always what happened when something like that happened in the house. You know, give her a cookie, she'll shut up. As I'm being carried away, all I could say, red ribbon, red eyes, red ribbon, red ribbon, red eyes, red ribbon, and, you know, like some kind of, I'm stuck in a loop.
Yeah.
And then I hear my sister, I heard cookie and I shut up. Then I heard my sister, mom, red ribbon, and the red eyes, just like I told you. So at that moment in time, I then realized my sister had seen something similar too.
Yeah.
And in my household, you didn't really talk about this stuff because my father was just so dead set against it. Everything was hush hush and under, you know?
Yeah.
And you didn't sit around the coffee table and go, "So what did you see today? You know, oh, you know, the such and such flew across the kitchen." You didn't do that. Everything was held down. And then I found out later, of course, I had several other experiences with the same ghost in different manifestations, like sometimes full body, sometimes half body, sometimes just a, you know, shadow that looked like him going through a wall. But it took about 18 to 20 years later. We all left that farmhouse not long after these. We were only there about 3 years, and everybody split up, being older, went in different directions. So it was not till a family reunion about 18 to 20 years later that actually people started talking about this, and I realized everybody in that house had seen him. He was a Revolutionary War soldier, and everybody had seen him in different, like I said, manifestations. So I think that one, I felt nothing but sorrow for him. I felt great depression for him. Even as a kid, I wasn't really afraid. I was startled, but I felt more sorry for him than anything. And I think that's what started me on my quest to help as many human ghosts as I could along the way. That's what got me started.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.